I can't treat a dime piece like a nickel and expect to keep her. Unless you got low self-esteem like a nickel.
Another one.
Yo, 1212, what it do, man? You are listening to 94 Feet of Life. You know, we got that smoke. Always got that smoke. You know what I mean? Real rap, no cap. You know, I already know what it is. This is how we gonna get it in, man. If you on Twitter, my Twitter has 94FOL Hoops. If you're doing it for the gram, but you ain't gonna do it, 94 Feet of Life. Facebook, 94 Feet of Life. Hit me up as well. Hit us up. And also, www.94feetoflife.com. Now that we got all of that out the way, I had to go get my homie, the firefighter, because y'all about to get a little bit of smoke today. Man, Trap, man, what to do, man?
Man, it's been a long time. It's been a long time coming, but it's coming. Oh, yes, it is, man. Let's get this thing going, man. They ain't heard much from a little bit from Anchor, but we got to get them what they want, man. Let's go.
Absolutely. We're about to cook like Sam, man. So, you know, I already woke up, man, and I'm as we speak right now, as I'm pacing back and forth, y'all hear me breathing hard, I'm sorry. Got my house shoes on, but I'm actually looking for my flip-flops and I can't find it, which is the perfect segue to what we're going to talk about. Yo, fans, stop all this flip-flopping.
Stop it.
Seriously. Y'all look like a Richter scale right now, man. It's like 1 minute y'all high as hell, next minute y'all like ridiculously low. Next minute, one day y'all want to trade the whole team. Next day you saying, oh, they're maturing. Look, what? This is a long damn season. And I am not about to ride this roller coaster with y'all. I'm not.
Not today. Not today, man. Not today.
Not tomorrow or 2019. I never did it. The only roller coaster I want to get on is the ones in Great America that I paid for.
I can't talk about this. I can talk about the revolution up here in Memphis. But I ain't riding on this zipping pipping, man, because this thing there too old. But that's a whole different story for a different day. But hey, I'm with you, man. I'm tired of the flip-flopping, man. We're 25, close to 30 games within the season. It's time. It's time. Just give it time, man, because it's making y'all look real bad. One day y'all quiet. Now y'all want to wake up and talk like, oh, I knew it was going to happen. But you were just crying 3 days ago.
Right.
Come on, man. Be real with yourself, man. If you're not going to say anything, man, don't say nothing. If you're going to talk, you need to keep that same vibe. You need to keep that same intensity. I don't want to say the other slogan that everybody says, but right. Keep that same bravado that you've been having the whole time. But if you ain't saying nothing, don't say nothing.
Oh, yeah, man. I found my flip-flops, too, man. So, speaking of finding flip-flops, let's first talk about the Chicago Bulls just quitting on their coach. All right. So, since I found them, that's one flip-flop right there.
Yikes.
Yeah, so Bulls, look, I don't know the direction. I can personally say that that organization, it starts with the top as far as the failures that have happened go.
Yes.
I think that it has been masked and hidden by their ability to draft very well and even get fortunate enough to be able to get a few first rounders to where they can be able to make their team into a team that people still follow because of their superstar power. Mm-hmm. And I give credit where credit's due. I'm not going to even... to say they draft well is an understatement. They draft very fucking well. They draft great. Even the people that I'd be like, I wouldn't have picked him. They draft great. They only missed like two. Like, nobody's 100% in draft. They only missed on like two. Mm-hmm. They draft great. Mm-hmm. So, because of that, they're able to keep putting a band-aid and prolonging the real issue. The owner, the GM, all of them. It's a shit show. I don't know how else to say it. But here's where it becomes a problem. So y'all done got like sick coaches that just didn't work out. So You had Tibbs, who y'all said worked your players too hard, only to get probably the most player of player coaches you could possibly find, almost to a fault, because now they're coming in out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
Only to fire him and give him Tibbs 2.0.
And they complained about Tibbs 2.0. They went up top.
Hey, they pulled a major league on them. Hey, they pulled a major league Roger Dorn on their ass. Like,
they did.
Hey, they pulled a Roger Dorn. Hey, the title of this podcast is Roger Dorn. There it is.
Roger Dorn.
And I'm finding that picture with him holding the contract. I gotta do it.
Oh man, it's sad because, like you said, that thing started top, man. But it's hard to get rid of the owner and the GM. It's hard.
Well, it's not hard to get rid of the GM. He just ain't going.
But the GM got cards with the owner, so it's kind of like a Jason Garrett, Jerry Jones type deal.
They can't let go.
That's the problem. They seen this one success, and it's been successful for them in the 90s. They can't let it go. The league, every league, I'm talking about every professional sports league, has revolved. Everything that's in the 90s is still here because of the success that they had in the past. They can't let it go. They cannot let it go.
And I'm going to do two analogies to those franchises. First analogy for, you know, my good folks that's from another color. It's like Austin Powers the first movie, Austin Powers. How dude just stuck in where he was in Europe.
Yeah.
And for my fellow people in the hood, it's like, I'm going to get you sucker with Superfly guy out of jail. He was walking with them. That dead fish in his shoes.
What had them stacks on.
Right. That's kind of what I'm looking like when I see these franchises. It's like, you know, y'all getting clowned right now because everybody has seen the evolution but you. And you still got that bravado with swagger with the same clothes you had on in a whole other generation ago.
Yeah.
Those clothes represent their philosophy, and it needs to definitely update. Now, with that, Everybody gets smoked for that organization because look, and I've always advocated for the players, which is the main reason why I wanted to make sure that we were clear that everybody gets smoked. That's why we said it starts from the top. We already stated, you know, the flip flopping of the coaches and the style of coaches. I have not found the medium yet. That flip flop has caused this player mutiny, but as a player, you owe it to the fans. You owe it to the fans to play hard.
Yeah.
If you lose by 50 and you play hard, whatever. It's a grown man league. I get it. Some cats can have the capability of getting hot enough to where they can't run you out the gym. I get all of that. But to just lay down, no.
Can't be losing by 56 with no effort.
You lose by 56. First off, you lose by 56 on purpose because you ain't like doing military push-ups at 2.5 practices. Then you go all the way, you know what I'm saying, to the Players Association about it. And your record is what? Like 10 and 15? I don't get it. Y'all don't have the juice to do that yet. Dudes who, the janitors is not walking around Trump Hotel saying, you know what, y'all really need to balance y'all portfolio around here. You got to work up to that type of juice. Y'all don't got there yet. Y'all young. Y'all trying to build something. But y'all foundation is cracked. Again, we already took blame on the ownership, but now it's time for the other day to take some blame. All foundation and culture should be based on effort.
Yep.
All up, every time. I mean, as much as everybody always, you know what I'm saying, keep, you know, popping up out the woodworks, every time Golden State loses like whack-a-mole, you can never say the effort ain't always there. They lose because they miss shots.
They're gonna leave it out. They're gonna leave it out there. But if you ain't leaving no effort, man, then you can't. Man, hey, that's just like you get in trouble at school. You get an ass whooping at home, but then you want to go to the party that Friday night. No, you ain't. You can't do that. Hey, two wrongs. You can't do that, man.
Hey, look. Don't ask me for no Concord 11s after you just failed.
Yeah, you got a bad report card. You got a bad report card. Yeah, you want some 11s.
You got an F in English. You want me to get you some Concord 11s. How about you write Concord 11 100 times to get your spelling up?
Right.
The hell?
You can't do that, man. And that's what they did. Them folks got mollywopped. Then them folks went up to the top like they practiced too hard. I don't want to do this. We gonna ban practice. Are you serious?
Listen, how far are they removed? I mean, because this is a young team. How far are y'all removed from them AAUs and them high school practices and them college practices? Because maybe it has changed a lot, but it ain't changed that damn much.
Like you said, I'm for the players to have they spot, to have they shine. But in this case, man, they wrong. They did wrong on this.
Bruh.
They did wrong on this. They supposed to have been ran 100 times. They supposed to have been done 200 push-ups. They supposed everything that they need to reset that whole thing, man, to be honest, man. And again, it starts from the top and it deals with the bottom.
Bruh,
they got to do something about that.
Look, in this pimp hoe trick society, I've always thought like a pimp. Empathize with the hoe and big up the trick. Right now, the players in the NBA are the position of, you know what I mean, the middle. So I always empathize with them. Always.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Always thought like the owner of it. You know what I mean? Always had the mentality of the owner. And the fans, I always respected it and appreciated it because, you know, your customers, you have every right. Your dollar could have went anywhere else. It decided to go to there. Salute. We all a trick or something.
Yep.
All of us. So, with all that being said, I also know that in that formula, you cannot allow the person that is not leading too much authority to the point where it messes up the balance. So, with that, I'm going to say this. Because you know I'm going to go there. I'm going to say this.
Let's go.
Look, if you don't like how the NBA is working, start your own league. I would love for y'all to start your own league, actually. Start looking at high schools that you can rent out. Start your own league. But what we're not going to do is we're not going to sit up here and cry foul to a pimp that don't give a fuck about you. Especially not in front of us, who all of us at some point are getting hold in our own life, and we ain't getting hold for the amount of money you're not counting your pockets or nothing. So it's hard for us to empathize, or the people who don't look at things from the perspective that I look at, it's hard for them to empathize with you because they getting hold for like $30,000 a year. And out of that $30,000, they're scraping up $300, $400 to go see you.
I just don't understand, man. How can a hoe get mad at a pimp and the hoe ain't out making the money? It's hard, but that is the analogy that is coming up right now, because You ain't out here. You ain't working hard. You ain't putting in the work. But you want to be the main person. You want to be that top guy. But at the same time, you're not working hard.
And you
see the results.
And you know something? This actually opened up a nice segue, because this is gonna be real controversial, because this is the funny thing about the game. See, because I use those three terms, now everybody probably offended now. Now everybody, you know what I'm saying, looking at me like I'm trying to be Dame Dash part two or some shit, which I'm not.
No.
I just know what shit is, and I'm able to look beyond the finessing of words that everybody else don't look beyond. Like, whole regional account manager, it's the same to me. Because you don't own it, right?
Right.
It just sounds better. Hey, what do you do? I'm a hoe. What do you do? I'm a regional account manager. Does it see the difference?
We're just putting it in terms for people to understand a little bit better.
Like, you still make a small salary so that the owner can make about 10 to 15 times as much off of it. That's pimping. However you want to say it, that's
pimping. And your product is being sold to the customer, which is the who? It's
trick.
The trick. We're just putting it in the world of 2018 turning 2019.
No, it's just time to stop with the sugarcoating. That's why we put that analogy to you. But that does not, just because you are in a hoe position does not mean that you are a hoe, or does not mean that you are weak. You just have to develop a mentality. If you choose to get out of the, you know what I'm saying? If you choose to no longer be a hoe, you have to develop a mentality to be able to get something that you own so that you can turn into the pimp.
Right.
And just because you purchase something, because this is commerce, everybody's going to purchase everything, doesn't mean that, you know what I'm saying, you are a trick in a bad situation. I mean, every time you buy something, you're a customer for it.
Yes, sir.
It just is what it is. And, you know, owners, it's owners. Owners is the one who put the most money up. They're the ones that's taking the risk. You know what I'm saying? They're the pimps. The only difference is, you know, with most pimps can be able to not even put their own money up. They just put the product up and get the money back on it.
Get the money back on it. That's exactly what it is.
So, and they do it in terms of, you know, I mean, being able to, you know, receive protection in return. If we really want to get technical, we all getting pimped by the government. So, I'm just trying to keep you from being double pimped.
Man, what? Don't get hit too hard. Just get hit hard.
Yeah. Don't get too flat. That's all. You know, I want them to bring the hot hanger out. That's all.
Right.
Leave marks on it.
It's just the way it is, though, man. I mean, like you said, if you're not satisfied with the league, find your resources to do your own league, do your own thing.
And but if you are, it's not as hard as it sounds. During that lockout, when they just decided to pop up at certain rec leagues, you saw them.
Oh, showed up big time, man. Everywhere was a sellout. Everywhere. Drew Lee sell out, of course. Doggone Winston-Salem Gym. Chris Paul had D-Wade, KD, and LeBron. Sell out. Everywhere they went, sell out. It's money to be made. They can do it. But it's just certain organizations, though. It's certain organizations that have a reverse mentality, a reverse business-wise, that they're not going to make it. And if you're stuck in a 90s mentality in 2000, you're not going nowhere. The game has changed. The game has changed. So with the game that's changing, you have to change to still be successful. There is a coach who has won championships in three different decades.
Mm-hmm.
He changed. Yeah, he
against
said,
his will. He changed against his will.
Against his will. Against his will. He even said he hates the game right now. I bet you money if he had a chance, if he gets some more players to make that change, to win another championship, he's going to sacrifice that to make that change. Yes, we're talking about Greg Popovich.
Absolutely. Because it's not about him, it's about the customer.
Exactly. And that's the perfect analogy. That's the perfect analogy of a pimp, a hoe, and the trick.
There's a lot of pimps though like it going upside. They want me hit. I gotta make sure the money make.
Gotta make sure the money make.
That still makes them fucked up people. Let's not get it twisted. I mean, they still have their choice. I'm not saying it's okay to go upside anybody head.
Dude, and the thing about it is, he does the analogies that we done put up. Greg Popovich is the perfect example of a successful pimp. Him and R.C. Buford, successful pimps.
Yep. Yeah.
They done ran some of the best holes off the track.
We ain't got trap started now.
They done got some.
Don't tell me your real identity talking about this now.
Hey, man. It is what it is.
Ah.
I mean, they done ran some of the best off the track. They done got some new ones that's on their track right now. They got some that they're building. And, of course, they got a trick in me. Fact. I'm still a fan. Because of how they're running their organization. Of course, things that may or may not go in their way right now, but you got to give it time. And that's all the San Antonio Spurs way is. It's time. When everything starts clicking, then everything is good.
Exactly. And just the main thing, man, like I stated, you know, I got to repeat this for, you know, my uptight sensitive people. You know, we just calling it what it is. We didn't make this game. This game was made 2,000 years prior before we even was in existence or even a thought or a whisper. This is what the game always been. This is society. This capitalism. This is what it is. You know, and I'm not saying we should be communists. I'm not or socialists. I'm not. Don't title me anything because I'm calling out what it is. This is how the game goes, though. And the more you understand how the game goes, if you decide to actually take this and utilize it as it forms of education, the more you could figure out ways how you could become a pimp to the system. You know, here at 94 Feet, what we're here to do is, because we know, you know, the customers just want what they want. We're playing the mediation role of making sure that y'all understand how this game goes a little bit more in the detail, so you won't be just flying off the record. So you won't be like the
flip-flop
I was looking for.
Exactly. That's the word, flip-flop.
that can't be good for your health, man. We try to change lives, man. We try to keep blood pressure down because that can't be good for your heart. Going from angry to happy, I mean, it seems like a fun way of living. But I know that hospital bill gonna be a motherfucker. So
man,
try to help you out.
I mean, you cannot. I mean, you own a team. You like this team, and they've been down and out for 2 years. Now they're 1 or 2, 3 games, 500. Now all of a sudden you wanna spark up noise like you got Chris Webber and Vlade Divac and Mike Bibby them back now? Chill.
Everybody chill. So,
chill.
With that being said, we're going to wrap up. And I'm going to say this. You know what I mean? I'm going to give y'all a nice little recap. And I'm going to even use your GOAT as a prime example of how the system works. So, with the pimp. The owner. I'm not going to stop using those words because I know y'all, it's piercing y'all when I say it. So, the owner owns this building in which he has all of this talent around. They get a cap of 100, 120 million, whatever. Think about how much seats cost. We'll just say, just to round out everything, let's say seats cost $89. It seats 30,000 people. We haven't even included food, concessions, memorabilia, parking. We ain't include none of that shit. We include none of that. They do this 41 times for a regular season.
Yep.
So 30,000 times 80. And you know, I'm being very lenient on these prices. Very lenient. Multiply that in your head. That's how much. And then multiply times 41.
41, right.
The owner is making. And we haven't even included the road game, through which I'm sure they're getting a piece of that too in some form or fashion, whether you're buying the jerseys or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's the name of the game. Now, when you if you become a person that actually masters the playing element of the game, perks arise from that as well. Those perks may be as small yet detailed, like being an analyst, or those perks actually can be as big as breaking the color barrier and owning your own team because you just was that damn good at playing it.
Right.
And if we're going to call anybody the GOAT, if you call him the GOAT, call him the GOAT because of that. The dude was so good they gave him his own team. A black man at that. How many black owners is it? Please tell me. Besides the GOAT or your GOAT. How many black owners is it?
One?
Yeah. That's it.
One.
Majority owner too. You know, I ain't talking about, you know, the Jay-Z's, the Nelly's, the Grant Hill. Salute to them for, you know, trying to getting into the game too. That's love too. They don't get shitted on for that. But we talk about majority stakeholders. There's only one black man that is owning this right now. And look at all of the things he had to do, all of the moves he had to make, all of the sacrifices he had to make as far as being able to finesse the media into believing that he was a fifth rider, even though he did a lot for the black community that don't get a lot of credit for. And it's starting to... You know what I mean? But he was the one, he was the pawn on the chessboard that didn't get knocked off. He fought, and he patiently waited. And when all the smoke cleared, he crossed the park and ended up being the queen. So now he got all the moves. But that's literally one person that is able to accomplish that out of how many people that's been playing in this league?
So many.
And with that being said, as the customer, I will say this to you, just like I said to the player. As a customer, you have every right. It's your money. You have every right to react or boycott or protest or verbally shout. You have every right to do what it is that you want to do. But my question to you is, if it's a product that's causing you that much problems, why do you keep investing in it?
Hey, my free agent slips will be up probably in about February. If you don't want them problems, man, we got free agent fan slips going to get ready to come up in 94 Feet of Life and the Penny Sports Network. So be on the lookout for that, man.
Definitely be on the lookout yourself. Because if you notice, everybody has their game. The players is, you know what I'm saying, gaming the tricks into thinking that they got to be loyal to them or they're a fair weather fan. And that's what's keeping your money coming. And the owners is gaming the players into thinking that this is the biggest association around that showcase your talent. That's why we're giving you this much money, when the customer is going to follow the talent, not the association. And we ain't going to even include USA Basketball because they got the best talent in the world playing for free just so that they can tell you support your country. And we're going to end on that note.
Man, you know what? Before we go, I do have to say something.
Go for it.
Jerry Colangelo, he ain't shit. I seen some last week. Only thing this man did is put his name on it and brought back a legend who coached at Grand Canyon University and made money off of it. And this on a college level. This is on a college level. We can go now, but Jerry Colangelo ain't shit.
but this is you got to understand the people that you're looking at in this game and how most of this is only manipulated and finagled by mind games.
That's the word of the day. Finagle. That's the third time I heard that word. That hey. Has to be the word.
Hey, it's all in the game of finesse.
It is.
Because if you just put this product in front of me and don't say anything about it to me,
I'll just look at it, go away, look at it, go away. Now, when you start talking to me about it and start appeasing to my five senses, now I start to feel like I need to be around it.
Right.
So you need that element of it to be able to provide the finesse that's needed to make you think that you need it.
I mean, damn.